John Gray's classic book reveals key gender communication differences. Chapter 1, What's Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, book by John Gray. Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus is a self-help book written by John Gray that explores the differences between men and women in relationships. The book discusses how men and women often communicate differently and have different needs, and offers advice on how to bridge the gap and improve communication in relationships. It has become a widely popular book and has been praised for its insights into gender differences and its practical advice for improving relationships. Chapter 2 is Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, book a good book. The book, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, by John Gray, is a popular self-help book that explores the differences between men and women in relationships. It offers insights and strategies for improving communication and understanding between the sexes. While some readers may find the advice helpful, others may not agree with the generalizations and stereotypes presented in the book. Ultimately, whether or not it is a good book depends on individual preferences and opinions. Chapter 3, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, book by John Gray summary. Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus is a best-selling self-help book by John Gray, first published in 1992. The book explains the fundamental differences in communication styles between men and women and how these differences can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts in relationships. Gray argues that men and women are wired differently, with men being more focused on problem-solving and logic, while women are more focused on emotions and connection. He uses the metaphor of men being from Mars and women being from Venus to explain these differences in perspective. The book offers practical advice on how men and women can better understand and communicate with each other in order to improve their relationships. Gray emphasizes the importance of listening, empathy, and compromise in resolving conflicts and building stronger connections. Overall, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus has been praised for its insights into gender differences and its practical advice for improving communication and relationships between men and women. It has become a popular resource for couples seeking to better understand and navigate the complexities of male-female relationships. Chapter 4, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, book author. John Gray is an American relationship counselor, lecturer, and author. He was born on December 28, 1951. He released his most famous book, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, in 1992. Some of his other books include Mars and Venus on a Date, Mars and Venus in the Bedroom, and Mars and Venus Starting Over. The best-selling book in terms of editions is Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, which has been translated into multiple languages and has sold over 50 million copies worldwide. Chapter 5, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, book meaning and theme. Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, book meaning. The book, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, by John Gray explores the idea that men and women have fundamentally different ways of communicating and understanding each other. The title suggests that men and women come from different planets metaphorically, highlighting the differences in their thought processes, emotional responses, and behavior. Gray emphasizes the importance of recognizing and respecting these differences in order to improve relationships and communication between the sexes. The book offers insights and advice on how to navigate these differences and improve understanding and harmony in relationships. Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, book theme. The theme of Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus by John Gray revolves around the concept that men and women are inherently different in terms of their communication styles, emotional responses, and needs within relationships. The book explores how these differences can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts between the sexes, but also offers advice on how to better understand and appreciate the unique perspectives of men and women in order to improve communication and relationships. Gray emphasizes the importance of empathy, compromise, and communication in navigating the complexities of relationships between men and women. The overarching theme is one of acceptance and understanding of the inherent differences between men and women, and how to use this understanding to create more fulfilling and harmonious relationships. Chapter 6, Other Accessible Resources. 1. Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/men-r-mars-women-venus/dp/00605742162. 2. Goodreads. https://www.goodreads.com/book/show/1232men_r_women_r_Venus. 3. Wikipedia page. https://wikipedia.org/wiki/men_r_women_r_Venus_book. 4. IMDb page for the 1999 film adaptation. https://www.imdb.com/title/tt0190134. 5. John Gray's official website. https://www.marsvenus.com. 6. YouTube. Video summaries and discussions about the book. 7. Audible. Audiobook version of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. 8. Twitter. Social media discussions and quotes from the book. 9. Facebook. Official page for the book and author. 10. News articles and reviews from major news outlets like the New York Times, The Guardian, and The Washington Post. Chapter 7 Quotes of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus book. Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus book quotes as follows. 1. Men need to remember that women are from Venus and cannot be expected to think, act, or communicate like men do. Women need to remember that men are from Mars and cannot be expected to think, act, or communicate like women do. 2. Men are like rubber bands. When they pull away, they can only stretch so far before they snap back. Women are like waves. They ebb and flow in their emotions and sometimes need space to process their feelings. 3. Men thrive on competition and challenges, while women thrive on connection and communication. It's important for both partners to understand and respect these differences in order to create a harmonious relationship. 4. Men are often driven by the need to achieve and succeed, while women are often driven by the need to nurture and care. It's important for men to recognize and appreciate the emotional labor that women invest in relationships. 5. Men and women have different ways of expressing love and affection. Men may show love through actions and providing, while women may show love through words and gestures of affection. It's important for both partners to understand and appreciate each other's love languages. 6. Men and women process stress and emotions differently. Men tend to retreat into their cave to process, while women tend to seek support and connection. It's important for both partners to respect each other's coping mechanisms and provide space and understanding when needed. 7. Men often need time alone to recharge and decompress, while women often need time together to feel connected and supported. It's important for both partners to find a balance between individual and shared activities to maintain a healthy relationship. 8. Men appreciate direct communication and problem solving, while women appreciate empathy and emotional support. It's important for both partners to communicate openly and honestly, and to listen with empathy and understanding. 9. Men and women have different ways of dealing with conflict. Men may want to solve the problem immediately, while women may want to talk about their feelings and emotions first. It's important for both partners to find a compromise and approach conflict resolution with patience and understanding. 10. Men and women have different perspectives and priorities, but ultimately want the same things: love, respect, and happiness. It's important for both partners to appreciate and celebrate their differences and to work together to build a strong and lasting relationship. Chapter 8 Similar Books Like Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Book. 1. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. This book offers powerful insights into personal growth and happiness by presenting four simple principles for living a fulfilling life. 2. The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. This book teaches readers how to live in the present moment and let go of negative thought patterns that can cause stress and anxiety. 3. The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. This novel follows the journey of a young shepherd as he searches for his personal legend, teaching readers valuable lessons about following their dreams and listening to their hearts. 4. You're a Badass by Jen Sincero. This self-help book empowers readers to embrace their true potential and live a life they love, offering practical tips for overcoming self-doubt and achieving success. 5. Daring Greatly by Brene Brown. In this book, Brene Brown explores the power of vulnerability and teaches readers how to embrace it as a strength, leading to deeper connections and more authentic relationships.